This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, all. My name is Rich Bradbury, and welcome to Enterprise Biz Bytes. It is, what day is it? Wednesday, 15th of January, 12:05. Today I'm in the studio with...
Frida Liu.
And Audrey Raj.
Our producer of the day, of course, is Christine Wong. Say hello, Christine.
Hello!
As usual, we're with you until just about 1 o'clock this afternoon. Yesterday, we were speaking about how many of you bought your groceries online. Very interesting debate, and this was all raised because of an article we'd seen about a region in China, or a young girl in China, who'd started live streaming herself farming and then on Taobao, and then because of that she managed to get a whole bunch of subscribers. She started selling her products online, and then other people came to her, asked her to sell their products, and she managed to bring herself and her entire town out of poverty. Great story. With that, we went out of the studio yesterday and had a bit of a discussion following on from what we were talking about, where we buy our electric goods from. Arvin told us that he bought his TV online and a bunch of other electrical goods. I said I didn't. I prefer not to do that. And then we thought, well, it's an interesting question. Let's go with that. Where do you buy your electric and electronic goods from? Do you buy them online or offline? That's our question for today. WhatsApp us. 018-789-8899 is the WhatsApp number to text. Twitter or Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. We have a poll running on both platforms. Currently over on InstaStory, 55% of you buy your electronic goods offline. Over on Twitter at the start of the show, offline is?
At 58.3%.
So very similar. We're about, you know, we're kind of middling. Now... of course, some of the questions that we're going to be asking is, why do you choose to buy offline rather than online? We're going to explore that a little bit, look at some figures of what Malaysians prefer to buy online. That's what our story number two is all about. And we managed to speak with Jeremy Chu, who's the head of content marketing for the iPrice Group. And then we're wrapping up, of course, following up on the story from this morning, and that's been running for a little while, about the 30 ringgit infusion for the e-wallets.
It won't be enough for you to buy any electrical products.
It will not, unless you're buying a cable, perhaps. I did see somebody tweeting, though, that apparently you can buy a bit of gold with it, and it will get you 0.16 grams of gold, apparently. Just so you know. That will also be highlighted, perhaps, in the KLCI update a little bit later on, around 12:30 this afternoon. Right, let's kick off then. Ladies, where do you buy your electronic goods from?
Right, I mean, and you say electronic, electric products. What do you mean, right? Is that the phone, right?
Okay.
Or is it the washing machine?
All right.
Right.
Well,
so you know, and then I guess price range as well. It's been a while since I bought anything electronic for the house, but like the last will be a phone, and that was still bought at the store.
Right. How about stuff like the cables for your phone, for example?
I get Jeff to buy
them. You get Jeff to buy them, okay.
Which
he purchases online.
Okay.
So your bigger ticket items, for example, your TV, your phone, stuff like your washing machines, you would have bought in store.
Right. I think, though, if I were to buy a I wouldn't have any qualms about it being... buying them online. So if you know the product already, there's a discount if you buy it online, you know, great sales. I don't think, because it's not like perishables, right?
Yeah.
Where you know it's got to come in a certain condition and all that. So I don't think I'd have an issue.
So I guess for me, I have never purchased any electronics or electric products online. Nothing at all. You know, just because I'm very untech savvy. But so I just feel the need to see the product and feel it and know what it does and have a salesperson, you know, give me a brief about what it is. Give me your sales pitch. Let me understand the products better. Compare it to what else I could possibly be getting as well and then do that. So recently, just over the Christmas period, we bought a freezer and we did all our research online, but then actually just went to the store and said, this is the best price. Can you match it? And then we bought it in store. And I also bought a pair of wireless earphones, those earbuds. And even that, they were really good discounts online, but I still walked into Jabra and bought it there. So I don't know. For me, there's just something about electronics. I feel like you're spending a lot of money on these things. And so I'd like to see the product that I'm buying in front of me, check it. There's also the delivery process that bothers me, you know, when you buy something online. Like if you buy a television and then I'm just worried about these guys who are carrying it, if they're going to, you know, if it's packaged properly. And what happens if I come home and I find...
If you get two of them.
Yeah, yeah. that's happened.
Or zero of them. Yeah, I follow a very similar process to yours. Recently, if you heard yesterday, I bought a TV. I did my research online. I spoke with Arvin and Jeff, who are the TV aficionados here in the office. but I'd done my research, and I'd found the particular TV that I'd bought. I'd found a really good price for it online. I walked into a local store, showed them the price, and said, can you price match this? And the guy went, almost. And that was enough for me to want to purchase it in store. And my reasoning behind that is if it's a known product, a well-known brand, sold online by that brand's own website, I'd feel very comfortable in buying it. If, however, that brand is being sold by a third-party reseller on a well-known
e-commerce marketplace.
I would then feel a little bit cautious.
Yeah, I think it's also, you know, we wonder about delivery, the efficiency of delivery. Not so much to be like, okay, you can arrive 24 hours. Really? Will you arrive during that period? And I don't want to spend my time waiting, whereas, you know, if it's lightweight enough, I can take it back, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I was just thinking now, the last thing I bought was actually a red lamp, you know, and it hasn't arrived yet. I can't remember when I ordered it. And the last time I bought something that was electronic was a KitchenAid cake mixer a couple years ago, which is still in the box.
It's still in the box.
I know someone who needs that actually right now.
Actually, yes.
So here's the thing. The efficiency of delivery is not a concern for me because I think I've had really good experiences with delivery. The thing that bothers me is sometimes when you go online to purchase something, you see the exact same picture of the product on these marketplaces, but then there are differing price
and reviews.
And reviews as well. So that gets me thinking, it's like a generic photograph that you're using of a specific brand of product. But then again, you've got all these differing prices, and that makes me worried about if they're just using that image and if it could be a copy of something.
Which is a good point. And something we brought up with Jeff as well was if you are and do decide to buy your electronics products online, he has a cap as to what he will buy online and what he won't buy online in terms of like price points. He said anything, I think, below 300 ringgit, he'd feel comfortable about buying online. Okay. Anything above that, he'd feel a little bit less comfortable. And that makes sense.
Okay, so it's a price threshold sort of thing.
Yeah, and it's also, I assume by that, there's a level of quality involved as well. For a lot of my friends who buy their stuff online, electrical stuff online, they tend to seek out not imitations, but a cheaper version of a well-known product. Let's say you want some hair straighteners or you want a hair dryer or something that has got great reviews for the full-blown version of it, which you would probably go and buy in store. But there's a, you know, more realistically priced one available on an online marketplace.
They're called dupes.
Dupes. So they'll buy a dupe and then will then be subsequently disappointed in the quality of the product that they've got. And this is like one of those self-fulfilling prophecies. Oh, it's cheap. It looks cheap. The reviews are good. I'll buy it. It comes. It's rubbish. You know, but that mindset is still there. Yeah. And they still keep going back to the same thing. I want to talk about that a little bit later on as well. But very quickly, we picked up this. There was a... I'm trying to think of the right word that I'm looking for right now. some independent research. And what they did was looked at a group of people. It's from the Go Inspire group, and they wanted to understand purchasing behavior between the wider population and the most digitally influenced Generation Z, 18 to 24-year-olds. And they kind of looked, they asked them a question about what you'd be buying more of online in the 5 years, or would you not change anything? So the general population buy mainly mobile phone products online, followed by computers and electronics, and then electrical products in general. That's what they have as their top three purchases, or they will have, they think, in the next 5 years. Generation Z, slightly different. Their most predicted online purchase would be sport equipment or clothing, followed by mobile phone products, followed by fashion. So fashion, obviously, is this big thing. But it also looks at the way that there's similarities between what they expect to be buying still in store 5 years later. So they're seeing the surge of us running and buying things online, but they don't expect the way in which we walk into a store to buy things to change anytime soon or anytime over the next 5 years. We're still going to go into the store to buy our bigger ticket items, our refrigerators, our washing machines, that kind of stuff. Interesting research. Right, we're going to take a short break with some music from the Black Keys with Everlasting Light. When we come back, we did manage, as I mentioned, to speak with Jeremy Chu, the head of content marketing for the iPrice Group, and ask him about how well electronic products sell online, amongst other things. And we'll be having more of this discussion. But don't forget, if you'd like to get in touch, 018-789-8899 is the WhatsApp number to text us. Twitter or Instagram, we're at BFM Radio, and take part in the polls. Let's see if we can shift those bars up and down. You listen to BFM 89.9.
Balanced Frank Medium. BFM 89.9.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bites. I'm Rich Bradbury with
Frida Liu
and Audrey Raj.
Of course, our producer is Christian Wong, with you all the way through until 1 o'clock. Our question of the day, where do you buy your electronics? Online, offline? And some of you are saying, why not both?
Yeah.
We want to know, ideally, if you're given, you know, a black and white choice, what would you do? Some of you have actually said both, and we've actually had a tweet from Sim who said both as well. He said both. Sometimes the online portals have good deals, and sometimes they've got the sales at the physical stores. Basically, whichever is cheaper. Fair enough.
Simi bun.
But we're going to move over to WhatsApp and have some messages from here.
All right. There's Jessica said, I prefer to buy at the store. Okay. Eugene Sang says, I would buy the really minor stuff online. I'm thinking cables, headsets, sports bands, spare parts. Reason being is that you can only find specific parts online. But when you talk about the products that are quite pricey, anything above a grand, I buy physically. Phones and gadgets, I get my tech guys to buy. My own personal Jeff. TVs and bulkier ones, I always wait for home deck, I guess the exhibition, cheaper price, extended warranty. And then one more from here's Ro. Same as odds of Rich, I'll buy in store. Say with a notebook, you need to feel the smoothness, the trackpad, the travel, the keyboard. One thing I'll never do is poke, prod, test, tire the salesperson, then buy online to save a few ringgit. Awful and anti-Malaysian. That's Ro. One more from Chua. Online only for things under 1k, maybe. For high price stuff, usually retail. Reasoning because I paid a little more for after sales service, warranty, human explanation is that I'm paying to have physical presence for the company to notice me. Okay.
All right, looking at Twitter, Mr. Ants says, why is there no answer for both again? So I guess a lot of people here want the option for both. Then there's also one here from, that's my full name, who says, handphones from Lelong, a lot cheaper after 1 year. Digital recorder, my free view TV decoder, TV aerial and induction ceramic cooker hob from Lazada. That's my full name also says, you know, his or her reasons is because it's cheaper, can compare brands, specs, prices, and read customer reviews as well. And this person also adds that when I was shopping for my induction or ceramic cooker hob, I got one from Lazada for less than 900 ringgit. In store, the brands were available were all above 2,000 ringgit with no induction or ceramic combo. So maybe sometimes when you go online, you get like this special specs that you need that not like the general like masses would need.
You can get some great deals. There's no denying that.
Yeah.
But as I said yesterday, part of the reason that I choose not to buy some of the bigger ticket items is you can see these products and you know it's from a reputable brand, but you're not entirely sure how reputable the reseller is or the storefront is. And so if you're buying something that you might see as an investment, like a TV or a laptop or something like that, and you want something like what Ro was talking about with the after-sales warranty, you're not entirely sure if that online store is going to be there the next week, the next month, the next year, should you have a problem with your item that you've purchased. And I think that is part of the reason that I choose to buy some of the bigger stuff offline, some of the more named stuff.
And you know
stuff.
Who you can go to if there's something wrong, right?
You've kind of created that bond with the person in the store, hoping that they're going to be there when your item inevitably fails.
So during the break, you know, Frida, you asked the question. So is it the price and the size? Are those the factors that we look at when considering whether to buy online or offline?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, going back to my inevitable toilet table story, that was my first purchase of a large item from an online store, and I ordered a table. and six chairs. And you think something that big, you can't really get lost in the post, you know. Inevitably, it did. And I ended up having to wait almost a month for this thing to arrive. And it was being shipped locally just from a town up the road. And then I ended up with two of these things. So 12 chairs, two tables, which I then sent back. But, yeah, little things I'd like to order online because I can get them delivered here at the office if I wanted to. You know, I could order my cables and have them delivered here.
Right.
But inevitably, and I'm like Christine on this one, when I'm buying cables for my phone or anything to do with anything that my work relies on, I want to make sure that those cables that I'm buying are reliable. And so I tend not to buy the cheaper items. And those items generally don't appear online that you have to go to the store to buy them because you know they're of a quality and probably won't be made in bulk to some of these cheaper resellers.
Right. I was just saying that if I were going to buy, I was going to buy a phone from a reputable brand and I go to that brand's website and buy from it, and it may cost a little bit more, but I know what I'm getting.
Right.
I know that there are a lot of online stores, offline stores that I can go to for service. I wouldn't mind buying online.
Right.
And I think Magdalene feels the same as well. You know, this is what she said in a tweet. She says, offline, I don't trust the courier. I rather pay extra for the peace of mind. I think that comes down to delivery as well.
I think you're right. And the problem with delivery as well is most of us are out for the entire day actually at work. And when they send you a message saying, we're going to be delivering between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. Well, most of us are at work, so what do you do with that? You either have to take a day off or you have to, you know, ask somebody to stay home for you to accept that delivery. And sometimes it can be difficult. Some offices don't want you having your stuff delivered to the office as well. That becomes an interruption for them. So I don't know.
Okay. Just one more message from Jimmy here. Said, online because it's cheaper, more deals, and if I can install it myself, and there's always 14 days return without fee if you don't like the item. Offline requires installation, pricey items. There's a lot of counterfeit items online. Unfortunately, I bought steamer irons, four phones, TV, blah, blah, blah.
Wasn't that what Arvind said yesterday as well? Like, you know, he said other than crippling laziness, he said that he feels okay with buying. He bought his handphone online.
Yep.
He bought his television as well. And he said that he's fine doing it because he knows that he can return it to the vendor and, you know, he knows the return process as well. So he doesn't have any qualms, you know, buying those big ticket items online.
There's a joke in there that I'll talk to you about afterwards. But anyway, we're going to move on to our clip of the day. We actually managed to speak to Jeremy Chu, who's the head of content marketing for Malaysia for the iPrice Group. We managed to pin him down and ask him, how well do electronic products sell online?
Electronics are still one of the most popular categories online. So one of the things that we can see pretty evident was true. Malaysia's biggest online shopping event last year, and that was the Singles Day, right? So within a single day, you know, just to give you a glimpse of how big it was, right? So according to our data, we could see that an average for each Malaysian, they spent an average of 277 ringgit. That's within 24 hours on the Singles Day on the 11th of November, right? And when we break it down in terms of the categories, right, in terms of the average spending for Malaysians, Malaysians spend most on electronics. So Malaysians spent an average of 422 ringgit last year on Singles Day, right? And this is pretty big, right? I think to give you also a scale of how much Malaysians are spending, we could see, like, from data from the Malaysian Department of Statistics, it was shown that the average Malaysian household spends only about 130 ringgit per day, right? And on Singles Day itself, Malaysians spent 422 ringgit.
On electrics alone. Why do you think this is?
So why we think that electronic products are very popular online is partly mainly because there are a high number of mobile users, right? So in Southeast Asia, right, there's more than 360 million internet users. And there was a research saying that in Southeast Asia, which Malaysia included, 90% of internet users access the internet primarily through smartphones, right? When you compare smartphones with laptops or desktops, smartphones are much more affordable and more, you know, people adopt that. I mean, we use apps for everyday usage, right? And I think in Malaysia also, we get reimbursements in terms of purchasing smartphones and electronic products, like laptops, It's things like that. We believe that, you know, it's sort of encouraging Malaysians to spend more, especially on this big sale event.
Okay, final question then. What kind of electronic products did especially well online?
One of the most prominent ones are, of course, smartphones, the accessories for that, and accessories that is actually for smartphones and laptops and so on and so forth.
Interesting stuff. I don't think it's too far off the mark of what we predicted, right?
Yeah.
Right. Should we take a short break? Do we have any more messages we want to address?
Yeah, there's one here from Muhammad Hassan who says, online almost 90% of the time. If it is a very expensive item, I might buy it online and pick it up from the warehouse or store.
That's what Jeff does too, if it's a bigger item, I do believe. Right, we're going to take a short break. Music coming up from the Beatles with Rock and Roll. Quick update on the polls. Over on Insta Story, the numbers are at 56% of you buying offline, 44% of you buying online. Over on Twitter,
it's pretty much the same. 58% offline and 42% online.
Okay, so we had an update there, of course, from the guy from... what's the company again? I've lost
iPrice Group.
Sorry, me, Jeremy. I'm sorry, Jeremy. But when we come back, we'll be talking about what Malaysians buy online. That will be coming up, of course, after our KLCI update. Do keep getting in touch, though, if you want to take part in the conversation. 018-789-8899 is the WhatsApp number. Twitter or Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. Music from the Beatles, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.